Slizikichi makes coffee for his customers in the coffee shop in the city of Lipia. He says that water shortages in the city are damaging for business because they have to use bottled water to make coffee.
It plays a big role. Because of the water, we had to stop working. We had to tell the people that we don't have water.
2 years ago, two major water sources, the Batlava and Badovac lakes in the region of Pristina, suffered a drought and were at the minimal level. Today, both lakes have reached the highest water accumulation quota and are continuing to discharge. At present, water reductions are minimal and supply continues throughout the day. Spokeswoman of Pristina Water Company, Arieta Mieku, says that a new water processing plant will come into function in November this year, and it will be able to supply the 500,000 citizens of Pristina and 8 other municipalities around Pristina 24 hours a day with drinking water.
We are at the third stage of investments. It is most important phase in the regional water company Pristina. Shkabaj water processing plant, where first phase will be able to deliver 700 liters of water per second, and the second phase 500 liters of water per second. The works are ongoing, and we are expecting in November 2016 to eliminate once and for all crisis about drinking water.
Despite the new water processing plant, there are still going to be water shortages, because the old pipe infrastructure cannot handle the amount of the drinking water. A donation of 11 million euros from European Commission and a loan of 6 million euros from the German Development Bank to the water company will allow improvements in the infrastructure, says Arieta Mieku.
The water infrastructure is being replaced in many areas of the city, including municipalities of Fushkosova, Kosovo Polje. The water processing plant of Badovac is under rehabilitation. We have placed more than 20,000 water meters in order that the running water to be evenly distributed.
The quality of drink water is very important, and it is continuously checked by the water company in cooperation with Kosovo Public Health Institute for any problems that occur.
If we face some kind of irregularities or contamination of the lakes, we take samples, analyze the samples, and if the water is not drinkable at the moment, we inform citizens in time. We stop the water production until the water is clear, or we do something with chemicals to improve the quality.
The Water and Wastewater Works Association of Kosovo has the aim to liaise between all Kosovo water companies and to protect their interests. Nadire Bajtullahu Vitija, in charge of professional development in the association, says Kosovo is faced with many problems in the water sector.
It is faced with high level of lost water, which means that there is a difference between the water produced and water consumed, than in the low financial collection rates for consumed water. It would say that also as a feature are illegal connections in the water network. It is difficult to be identified all connections, failure of courts to function and social cases. These are the biggest problems in the field of water.
Almost 1.5 billion people work in water-related sectors across the world. This year's World Water Day on 22nd March is an occasion to remember that nearly all jobs depend on water in some way, from large factories down to your local coffee shop.